Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, church. Welcome to worship this Sunday morning. My name is Lindsay Hall. I'm one of the clergy that serves at this congregation at First UMC here in Brighton, as well as at our Whitmore Lake campus. And I warmly welcome you to this service of on celebration of All Saints Sunday. On this Sunday, we'll be lighting candles and we'll be remembering our beautiful saints that have been a beautiful part of our life and faith. And as you can see, as the Spirit moves you during the hymns or as we're just starting worship here, there's different candles up front. Those are the lights of our beautiful saints. So during our opening time here or during our songs, I would invite you to come forward to light a candle to remember your loved one. I also would like to draw your attention to a few announcements and things happening in the life of the church. As you open up your bulletin, you'll discover the connection card. You can fill this out, and on the front and the back, there's different opportunities to get engaged in mission as well as ministry, and it's an opportunity to share with us any updated contact information so we might be able to reach out and connect with one another. I invite you to fill that out and place it in the offering plate when it comes by later in worship. And also, there's a lot of missions and ministries, so take a full look in your bulletin, but I just like to highlight a couple of things. One, that it's the fall college care package time of the year, and you can see that we're welcoming donations in your bulletin or on the screen. You can see all those fun things that we need to send out a little love to our college students, from highlighters and sticky notes to some fun candy or a little donation to help with those mailing costs. Invite you to bring those things in by next Sunday. That would be wonderful. And United Methodists, we love to eat and we love to fellowship together, so we're excited about a new fellowship opportunity that's coming. It's called the Open Table. It's a new monthly fellowship opportunity for adults to share a meal and enjoy some wonderful conversation together. It's going to be the first Thursday of the month, so that is this Thursday, November 7th. If you can let us know, we want to make sure that there's a space for you and a place already for you. So we'd welcome knowing if you would like to reach out to the church office. Just a little $5 donation is suggested to help us with those costs. Won't you come and enjoy, break bread and enjoy a delicious meal? And then as you came into the church, did you notice in the fellowship hall there, the community room there, have you been noticing all the beautiful quilts hung up and around? Well, there's going to be about 50 more gorgeous quilts hung up this week, because the beautiful fabric artists in our midst are getting ready for our quilt and crafter sale this Saturday and this Sunday, November 9th and 10th. We would invite you to come this weekend and check out the beautiful quilts and the other craft things for sale. The details, the times are in your bulletin, Saturday from 10 to 4 and Sunday morning from 9 to 1. And all of those beautiful fabric arts are going to go to support our endowment. And the endowment funds new ministry initiatives and things outside of the church budget. And it's that shopping time of year and a beautiful way to celebrate celebrate the kickoff of giving and buying of new gifts. So once you come and enjoy that wonderful quilters and craft sale. I'd invite you now to stand as you feel comfortable. Let's praise God together in body, heart, mind, and spirit. And you're welcome to light candles during this opening song.
Oh.
On this All Saints Day, we gather to remember the multitude of saints across the generations from all tribes and peoples and languages to proclaim.
Our hope comes from God. We cherish the witness of the saints who have shown us the way.
We come to remember, to grieve, and to celebrate those saints who came before us. We draw upon their faith, their wisdom, and witness.
Our hope comes from God. We cherish the witness of the saints who have shown us the way.
We gather today as the family of Christ, siblings and saints diverse yet united by grace, to live lives that declare,
our hope comes from God. We cherish the witness of the saints who have shown us the way.
May we be guided today by the Lamb who is our shepherd, the one who gathers us, comforts us, and tends us.
May we join in the work of the shepherd to bring about a world with no more hunger, no more thirst, no more suffering, and no more pain, that all the saints of the past, the present, and the future may share in God's abundant life. Amen.
Thank you. Our scripture read this morning is the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
And dear church, won't you join me in a spirit of prayer? Oh, loving and gracious God, on this day we gather amongst the light, knowing that you are our true light. In you, Lord, we place our hope. Loving God, as we gather and worship, as we come bringing our tender hearts, may the lives and the memories and the moments of our loved ones come to us this day. Oh Lord, we celebrate the great light that they have been to our lives and the way they've changed and impacted this world. Oh loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight, you who are our rock, you who are our redeemer, and you, Lord, who call us your beautiful, beloved children of God. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Oh, amongst the beautiful light and the candles lit, amongst the space of worship we come together on this All Saints Sunday, we come to praise God. We come to witness. We come to share our faith. We come to celebrate the lives of our loved ones and friends and church members that have passed over this past year and decades before. We come together. We remember and we acknowledge the very grief that we may hold. We acknowledge the human loss when we pray that God would bring us peace in ways that we experience pain, that we might find comfort, and knowing that we can always place our hope in God and believe, know that good things are to come as resurrection people. On this All Saints Sunday, we come holding in our hearts and remembering on our lives. We remember the names of those loved ones and friends. We come holding stories in our hearts. We come perhaps this day with some tears upon our cheeks. We maybe even come this morning feeling weary and seeking yet joy and peace and hope this day. And we have hope knowing that they've gone on to the great church triumphant, that they walk this earth. If their story was a part of struggle and pain, we know that their life no longer is struggle. And their pain has passed. So this day we come, and we come and remember. We remember those beautiful saints. And oh, we call them great saints, not because they earned their title necessarily in their passing, but rather because they were saints. They earned that title walking this life, walking this earth. Saints because of how they lived their lives and impacted the world. Saints because of the beautiful things they did, the way they loved their family and served their country and worked hard and volunteered in their community and served their church. Saints for the way they loved God and sought to walk in Jesus' footsteps and live generous lives. Saints because they impacted our lives. Saints made a beautiful difference. We remember the saints among us this day for the ways that they impacted our lives and the community around us, and they took seriously, as you remember, their stories. Do you have those saints on your heart and mind? Do you remember their stories of impact? They took the commands to love God and neighbor. They took those seriously, to live generous lives, to live lives of compassion, saints that impacted this world. As you think about your loved ones, who Who is the candle lit for this morning? Who is that beautiful saint that you're holding on your heart today? A spouse, a sibling, a child, a grandparent, a neighbor, a friend. As you think of these saints this morning and you remember their stories, the beautiful thing is their story lives on within all of us. Their ripples of impact continue to make ripples into the next generations. Though they walk this earth not with us this day, though they're not next to us in the pew this day, their spirit is within us. And their stories carry on. And the way they served and impacted this world can be felt. Our beautiful saints. As people of resurrection, of people of hope, we know that death doesn't have the final word, that their story doesn't end there, that from here to the next, they go on to be with God, to rest in his heavenly kingdom, to imagine walking the beautiful streets paved with gold, to know that they've gone on to connect with other loved ones, and that gives us great hope. To know as resurrection people that their story doesn't end. It lives on with us, and they live on with God in God's heavenly kingdom. And that gives us great hope. Their stories. As you think about their stories, can you close your eyes and remember them? Can you remember those moments and those times spent with them? Can you remember? As you light this candle, may you know that it shines bright in those moments that feel so heavy and dark. Can you remember their stories? Can you remember the light and the way they impacted this life? It lives on in you, for Christ's light continues to shine always, always, forever. This morning, with tender hearts and holy moments, we come to celebrate the All Saints liturgy. And so I would invite you to come and pull out from your bulletin the insert that was there. This All Saints liturgy. Give you a moment to pull it out. To remember these beautiful saints. Just looking for Susan. She'll be with us in a moment. In remembrance of All Saints Sunday this day, and the beautiful saints and the light and the life that they have shared, we come together. We'll come and we'll sing together this song. Remember the church members, part of this beloved community who have passed over this year. As we hear their names, we remember their stories, we celebrate their life, and we remember the ways in which they have impacted us forever. Impacting this world, being lights of Jesus Christ, sharing their love and grace in this world. Knowing that they are dear sheep of God's beloved flock, we remember Sharon Klein. We remember Jim Jensen. we remember John Kamholtz. We remember Carol McClements. We remember Rosalie Piverich. We remember Robert L. Ritzma. We remember Bob Schaefer. We remember Manny Stahl. We remember Betty Uber. We remember Sally Wiedemann. We remember Faith Wheeler. These beautiful saints whose light shone so brightly, whose lives impacted us in this church community. To God we give thanks for their stories and impact, and we join in singing. For the family and friends connected to our church community, we remember these dear saints, and we hold them in our hearts. And for the saints that have passed over the many years and decades before us, we remember. Let us sing together. The following gifts were purchased through the generosity of congregation members and used in the use of memorial funds are dedicated to the glory of God. The gift of a candlestick and Advent wreath and candles is given in memory of Kay Pressey and Jack Lansing and Whitmore Lake designated funds to enhance the worship experience at our Whitmore Lake campus. We dedicate this gift to your glory, O God. A gift to the Memorial Garden in memory of Robert Schaefer, to maintain the beautiful setting of the garden. We dedicate this gift to your glory, O God. A gift was given, a memorial plaque in memory of the saints at our Whitmore Lake campus to honor their service and example. We dedicate this gift to your glory, O God. A gift in memory of Robert Schaefer to Vena Community Dental to provide affordable dental care to those underserved. We dedicate this gift to your glory, O God. A gift in memory of Janet Corral to the Humane Society to care for animals in need. We dedicate this gift to your glory, O God. Gifts were made to the Memorial Fund in memory of Marvin Tobel, Manny Stahl, Sharon Klein, Robert Schaefer, Bob Ritzma, and Betty Uber. We dedicate this gift to your glory, O God. Leaves were purchased in memory of Manny Stahl, Sharon Klein, and Robert Schaefer. We dedicate this gift to your glory, O God. And the United Methodist Women gave gifts for the mission of our church in remembrance of these faithful servants: Sharon Klein, Jim Jensen, John Camholtz, Carol McClements, Rosalie Priverich, Robert Ritzma, Bob Schaefer, Manny Stahl, Betty Uber, Sally Weedman, and Faith Wheeler. We dedicate these gifts to your glory, O God. Let us pray. Most loving God, through you, have dedicated today has meaning. Accept these gifts in memory of your saints and for the work of your church. Grant us your blessing that these gifts may be before all your people, and that our lives may be dedicated in service. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. From the letter of Romans, it reminds us that nothing can ever separate us from the love of God. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor anything in all creation can ever separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. As resurrection people, people of faith, may we remember their stories. May we remember the saints that were walked among us. May we hold them tenderly in our hearts and know their ripples and the effect they have made will go on for generations and generations. This day and always, may you hold their story and continue to carry their light. In Jesus' name, amen.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen. As we enter into a time of prayer, I want to call your attention to the prayer quilts we have. There's three lovely prayer quilts up there today. Those are for Andy, Emma, and John. And on your way out of the sanctuary, please stop, tie a knot, say a prayer, sign the card, and let them know that we're thinking about them, we're praying for them, and we're holding them in the warmth of the quilt and the warmth of our prayers and our love. Now, will you join me in an attitude of prayer? Glorious God, how great are your gifts to us and to all your children. For all that you have given us, we bless your holy name. You have created all things, and you are the ruler of everything that exists. We praise you. We offer you our lives in faithful service. Enable us to seek your will, lest we fail to realize what we can learn through your grace. By your greatness and strength, secure us. By your love and faithfulness, protect us. By your wisdom and power, direct us in all we do, so that we may proclaim your wonderful works to all. We pray for our quilt recipients, Andy, Emma, John. Give them the strength they need to overcome the challenges they face. We want them to know that with your love and our thoughts and prayers, we wish them the very best. May they feel the warmth of our prayers in the warmth of the quilts and feel peace and love. Reveal your goodness to all who need your strength and love today. Teach us how we can best support and encourage them. To encourage those that are struggling and wrestling, looking for help. Those that are struggling at home, struggling with damaged and broken relationships. Those that are struggling with health issues. Those that have lost loved ones. Those that are struggling with financial burdens. To understand that in their time of need, your love is always there for them. To help them understand that you give your blessings to those in need of your strength, your love, and your hope. We pray this morning for those that are still suffering the ravages of hurricanes, fires, earthquakes, man-made disasters, and other disasters in our lives. May they feel your love in their time of need as they fight the effects of these disasters and try to return to a time of peace and normal living. We pray for the saints in our lives, those who molded us, those who mentored us, those who carved us out of a piece of clay and helped us to become the people we are. We pray for all the saints. In time of need and doubt, the disciples went to Jesus for comfort and for strength. May we learn from the disciples that Jesus is our source of comfort and strength as well. O God, in this time of worship, we give thanks that you are ever with us. We thank you for your presence in our midst. We strive to be always grateful for all you give us, even though sometimes we take your goodness for granted. Now we come to you, seeking, searching, and looking to you as we offer to you our concerns and petitions, as well as our praises in this time of silent prayer and meditation. Now we come to you as your children, seeking to learn, seeking to love, seeking to share in the name of your holy and precious Son, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And don't forget, God loves you. There's nothing you can do about it. Amen.
We come and we gather around the communion table, a place to receive the bread of life and the cup of grace. We come knowing that Christ meets us here, and we come knowing that it's a table that's open to all people, because it's not your table or mine or the United Methodist table, but it is Christ's table, a place where all are welcome to receive. As we come this morning, we come and remember the story. We remember that on the night before Jesus gave himself up for us, he gathered with his disciples in the upper room. There with those 12 faithful followers and others gathered by, they broke bread. And we remember that he took bread and he gave thanks to God for it. He blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body. It is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." The bread of life, the bread of Jesus. Then when Jesus and the disciples had dined and conversed and shared time together and stories on their journey, then when that supper was over, Jesus then took a cup and again he gave thanks to God for it. He blessed it. He gave it to those disciples gathered there in that little upper room space, and he told them to drink from this. All of you, for this is the blood of a new covenant. It's poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. May you drink this and do this as often as you may in remembrance of me. The cup of grace, the cup of new life given for us. And so in remembrance of these mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we respond in gratitude and grace, and we respond in offering ourselves in praise and thanksgiving. We respond as a holy offering back to God in union with what Christ has done for us, and we proclaim this mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. Oh Lord, may you pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here on these gifts of the bread and of the cup. May they be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Lord, by your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all of the world until Christ comes in final victory and then we feast at his heavenly banquet. Oh Lord, through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, now and forevermore. Amen. This bread is given for us and this cup was shed for us. And I will invite our communion servers to come forward, to come on up here. And in a moment, the ushers will invite you to come forward to receive the elements. The ushers will invite you to come forward from the front to the back, coming forward through these angled side aisles. And when you come forward, one of our communion servers will share with you at these two side serving stations a piece of bread. And then you'll receive a small cup of juice. Go ahead and receive the elements and then make your way to your seat, walking through the center aisle, placing your used cups in those little baskets there and returning to your seat. Pastor Lynn and I will be at the center where there's going to be gluten-free elements available. Won't you please come forward as the ushers invite you?
Thank you.
Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. With candles lit, with memories on our hearts, stories to be told and shared amongst each other to relive those beautiful moments of our saints. I'm sure you can also think about the ways that they impacted their world, the ways they were generous, the ways they shared God's love and light. May we continue in their footsteps of generosity. May we continue in their footsteps of impact. And the ushers can wait upon us now as they come forward to receive our tithes and offerings. Let us follow in their legacy of love. Amen.
There is no way we can repay the gracious gift of mercy you have given us. Please bless the gifts we bring today to grow disciples for you in the world today. Amen.
Thank you.
invite you to be seated for a moment. This pastor of yours goofed up and left out a very important moment in worship that I want to include. I'm going to turn to Pat Moore. She is a part of our Memorial Garden Committee, and she was going to share a moment with us. Thank you, Pat, for your graciousness. I'm so sorry.
Good morning. Our Memorial Garden is a living garden that can be used for prayer, meditation, weddings, baptisms, as well as for the burial of ashes of those who have died. It is a place where our loved ones are honored and remembered. The garden is available to both members and non-members of the First United Methodist Church. There have been 64 interments in the garden since its creation in 2004. Their names and dates are engraved on a brass plaque and affixed to the large sign which hangs on the wall near the garden fountain. And you can access the garden by going out these doors or around the front of the church. There are several gardens out there to enjoy. When loved ones are interred in their ashes are buried directly in a designated spot in one of the four garden areas. They become a permanent part of the living garden. People who choose to use the Memorial Garden for burial will need to make arrangements with a pastor for the placement service. Interment services can take place immediately following the service of remembrance in the sanctuary or at any time agreed upon by the clergy and family. A modest fee is charged for burial, which includes the memorial nameplate. There is also a fee for pastoral participation in the placement service. Inside the community room near the exit to the garden is the Memorial Garden Cabinet. On the top shelf is a book of memories which contains biographical information and a photograph of each person buried in the garden. It is maintained by the Memorial Garden Committee. The committee consists of volunteers who plant and maintain the beautiful gardens. It was started under the direction and guidance of Jane Lage and funded and supported by the generous members of this church. A large wooden cross was added in 2007. It was constructed by Bill Lane and Jack LaPaterel from wood from a tree that was formerly stood on the property of the Red Balloon. A water feature and wind chimes add to the beauty and welcoming atmosphere of the garden. During the COVID-19 restrictions, the paved area in the center of the garden was a comfortable site for many group and staff meetings, refreshments after Sunday service, and special celebrations. In 2020, the Memorial Garden received a Green Thumb Award from the Brighton Garden Club. If you are interested in learning more about the garden, members of the committee will be available after the service today to answer questions. Also, if you are interested in becoming a member of the committee, know that you will be warmly welcomed.
With the light of Christ shining in our midst, with the love of God always in our hearts, may you go forth this day to serve God and neighbor. May the peace of Christ be with you always. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.